Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
After receiving some big political endorsements lately, incumbent Mayor Gene Stothert and challenger Heath Mello are going to face off again in a forum. It's happening tonight. 6:30, Omaha by Design is going to host a mayoral candidate forum at the Omaha Community Playhouse. It is a completely free event, but it's going to be talking about urban policy, design, major discussion points. So the city's infrastructure. I mean, people have been kind of curious about the development and economic growth, part of a long list of topics for this mayor's race. So the nonprofit organization plans to highlight those. Again, tonight, 6:30. At the Omaha Community Playhouse, and it is free. And Omaha police are investigating a shooting that sent a teen to the hospital around 2 o'clock this morning near 24th and Brown. Officers found a young man suffering from a gunshot wound. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. No word on any suspects, but anybody with information should contact the authorities. And mom and baby are doing well after a surprise debut at the Henry Dorley Zoo over the weekend, just in front of the bear exhibit.
Afternoon, sweet little girl born in the zoo.
Yeah, Dre is her name, and she came a bit early, surprising both of her parents.
Dre or Drea?
Drea. It's sorry, Drea, Drea, and her nickname is, they're calling her Pooh Bear.
That's right.
Little Pooh Bear.
So sweet. Yeah, they hadn't expected her. She wasn't due until May 14th. So little Drea came a bit early, and she now has a free one-year membership to
kids
the
love
Henry
the zoo.
Zoo.
You think she was dying to get out? Like,
wants to see the bears.
You know, wanted, was basically at her first zoo trip. It was like, get me out of here. I want to get out and get close. I'm going to touch a bear. Because that's pretty early to go that quickly.
Yeah. Yep. Both parents were a little surprised.
Isn't it funny how everybody was filming it? I know that's what we do now. We film. And film.
I would feel like a little voyeuristic of a woman.
What do you do with that?
Even having the fact that it smacks of a medical event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're filming someone having birth. Can you imagine that, Molly? You're having birth and I run into the room and go, you know, start
I'd be
filming.
So annoyed. I would be so like, get that out of here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're so lucky I can't move. I would absolutely smack that out of your hand. Yeah. But little Drea, her parents seem in good spirits. They're at the hospital. They're supposed to be, I think, released maybe today. And I'm planning on spending her first birthday back at the zoo. So there you go. Supermarket chain Albertsons is exploring the possible takeover of Whole Foods Market. Albertsons operates about 2,200 stores. And they are looking at possibly buying out Whole Foods. There are some, what do they call, activist investors.
They used to be all over Omaha. They're the number two largest supermarket chain. Albertsons is behind Kroger. So they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Would they change anything, you wonder? Would it still have that Whole Foods?
The Whole Foods, like,
vibe?
I'm better than
they're
you.
They're really friendly, man. You get up to that counter, you feel bad because you're like, hey, I don't know if I can afford this.
Right.
That's why I don't
What
go.
Have I done? Yeah. I always say the same line at grocery stores. You ever do this? I was like, sir, did you find everything okay today? And I'm always like, I found
everything.
Everything. And I came here for toilet paper.
That's the worst.
I mean, you're like, what have I done? And at Whole Foods, when they're bling, 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 they're ringing it up.
Oh.
And then, again, they've got those sweet employees that are like, I love this.
Hey,
love
man.
That. Love that. And I always want to whisper, like, have you ever really eaten any of this food?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's so expensive.
Like, do they give it to you for free? I mean, do you get a good discount?
I'm like, put my name on the door and don't let me ever come in here again because I can't afford now to shop
it's
for a month.
Almost like the
I don't
casino
go
halo.
There. I'm afraid to.
It's still awesome. So, I went 2 weeks ago.
Oh, their ready-made stuff is so tasty.
Everything is amazing, man. It is genuinely hard not to want to buy everything in the store. It is a fantastic place. And when you buy your groceries and leave, you really are one of the few people. Everyone else is staying for something.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
People are
lunch?
Eating there.
Oh, it's
like
so
I
much
feel
food.
almost less than that. I need to hurry up and get out of there because I'm unworthy.
It's been years since I've walked in. No, I guess it's been about
a
year.
You're so west, though. You don't even go. Do you even head ever east of 114th or 120th?
No, I don't actually.
He's like, I got to use my GPS to get there.
Yeah, I didn't know there was an east of that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? We ran the house empty. Spent $210 on groceries. I was like, what? I can imagine that being $410 there.
It's probably not.
I'm kind of surprised that you only had to spend $210 on groceries. You got a full household.
Yeah, I shop enough that we were out of town, you know, so I shop enough. So, I mean, if you add it all up, it'd probably more.
You just buy food for you and Wylene.
And the boys who eat and eat and eat and eat and eat.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe it's only $210, man. Yeah.
Generic Cheerios.
Oh, they eat.
Giant garbage bag of generic Fruit Loops.
You've got growing boys, man.
Fruit circles.
Fruit circles.
Those are funny.
Fruit is spelled F-R-E-W-T.
They eat cereal like there's no other, man. And it's funny because when you go down the cereal aisle and...
Party's eating his Apple Jacks. Don't even come close to this. You go get your bag of Fruit Circles. They're like, but someone left the bag open. They're all stale. Well, these are Apple Jacks. These are for daddy party.
They're not stale when you add milk. Drink your stale milk.
They're like, the milk is so...
curdled.
Thinned out. It's skim milk that you thin out with water to make it stretch.
Well, so Albertsons, that's the talk. They might be purchasing Whole Foods. I guess they're ripe. Someone's going to grab them. They said it was either going to be Kroger or even Amazon wanted to get into it. But anyway,
I don't know how the
Whole Foods here in town does employ a lot of people, and it is an amazing store. Like, for their samples are pretty incredible. Like, if you ever want to get into cheeses, I got into that, like, charcuterie.
Yes, you were very much on the charcuterie.
And you can go over there and find tons of really amazing hunks that they let you sample. Hunks of cheese.
Yeah.
You can grab them for, like, less than a dollar. Cheese gets very expensive. You can spend $15, $20 on each piece of cheese.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
All right.
So you got to go over to Whole Foods and find.
So fancy.
I'd never buy any of those because they're too expensive. Then you go over to Whole Foods and they've got endless good sized chunks for 50 cents.
Okay. You can't beat that then. Okay. Because normally you got to buy the big stuff.
Somebody else's giant chunks.
Well, let me ask you this. Cheese. Now we're talking about cheese.
Right.
But I was just at the store the other day and I was wondering, are you familiar with chocolate fudge cheese?
No, dude.
No. What is
You're
that?
You're in the dessert aisle.
What?
You're in the dessert aisle.
Chocolate fudge cheese.
No. Are you familiar with a Choco Taco? You're into Latin.
Choco fudge cheese?
Yeah, it's chocolate. I saw it in the cheese section of Hy-Vee, and it looked like people were buying it, and I picked it up. I'm like, this, and it says chocolate fudge cheese. Cheese. That looks like cheese that you would put on a sandwich or something
like
of that
sliced?
Nature.
Sliced?
You can slice it. It looks like regular
cheese.
Like
it comes
cheese,
in a chunk, but comes in a bar?
It's a big bar of chocolate cheese. I figured,
that is bizarro.
I figured you would know. I thought to say
well, it found your inner fat. It spoke to you.
You're like,
you.
I found this.
All they had to do was put chocolate in the title and was like, I'm buying it.
If anybody knows what that is, because now I feel like I was just high at the supermarket, call us, because it's chocolate fudge cheese. It was the strangest thing. I've been meaning to ask you guys that, but I keep forgetting. But anyway.
I would assume it's just cheese mixed with chocolate.
Yeah, but why?
Why exactly?
So you'll buy it.
That's like, it's like cream cheese I get, like, because cream cheese sort of has that, but no.
It was a hard cheese.
Yeah, it was a hard cheese. That's very strange.
Was it black?
It was black. It looked just like, that's what caught my attention. I'm like, why is there black cheese? Like a brown, dark brown
cheese.
It looked like a thing of fudge.
That's gross. Well, maybe it.
Well, I tell you one thing. The kids better not touch that black cheese. Eat your flavor circles.
Fruit circles.
Black cheese.
You guys have the cheese food slices.
Apple Jacks.
Yes, that's they're like cheese food.
Daddy party.
You're like, it's slices that taste like cheese made of some sort of weird amalgamation. Listen, it's paste. Put it on. They're growing boys. So people are abandoning their TVs in record numbers. This has got to be heart-stopping for a lot of the cable and network companies. But two big surveys published earlier this week say that the TV habits of people, watchers, are highlighting big changes in what people tend to turn to when they go to watch their media.
The split between watching it on your TV or watching it on your phone or tablet. My TV just died this week.
Did it really?
So I'm in this debate circle of wondering, do I even replace it?
Your television?
No.
Sure.
My television.
Yeah, because you can have a smart TV just because you have...
Well, that was the debate. But, am I just going to go get a smart TV? And what is the interface of just basically getting a big computer?
Well, no, because a smart TV, a smart television, a lot of these are big computers. I mean, if you get a smart television, what you're looking for, I mean, you're looking at a monitor, basically, that's the whatever size. I mean, I don't know how you're ever going to go back down to watching stuff on a smaller screen.
You can get massive screens on a computer.
Massive, like 52-inch, like you had before?
Well, in the ballpark. I mean, I don't even know if I even need to go that big.
The deal is with the television, that's not where they're nicking you because you're buying the TV and you own it. What's nicking you is all of the things that you're using. So the TV is just the interface. I mean, that's just
I know, but
saying,
it's still running it through a cable box. Do you necessarily
need... No, you don't need to run it through a cable box. Nope.
What I'm saying is I don't watch TV through TV.
Yeah.
Prior to the TV dying, I don't watch it. I watch it on the iPad.
Yeah, you watch the iPad. Well, what about your sports?
So why get rid of...
Yeah, but don't you like watching stuff on the big screen, like sports games and stuff? That's what I think.
I can watch it on all the apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's such a small screen, you can't really see anything. I mean, that's my deal for a television.
That's the consumer market is now watch stuff on their phone.
Yeah.
People
don't
necessarily have to have a giant screen TV. You have people that are like,
that's all taste.
They watch it what's in front of them. I'm just saying you can get weaned off of the TV.
Yeah, pretty simple.
I like that one. There's this new television out now where it's like it's a magnet. It's almost like it hangs on the wall. You can roll it up. I mean, that is unbelievable.
The TVs are so cheap, by the way.
Yeah,
comparatively of what they are.
Yeah.
I mean, the TV of mine that died, at the time, it was $2,600, and I could replace the exact same thing now for under $1,000.
Sure.
So people aren't cutting the cord of the television, they're cutting the cord of
What they're doing is they're cutting the cable cord. What they're doing is that they're using their television, and they're using their smart TVs to stream. So, I mean, like with our smart television, you turn it on, you can put whatever apps you want on it. So I can watch Netflix, I can watch Amazon Prime, I can watch Hulu all on my television. I don't necessarily have to have cable or...
But the problem are that these are the salad days. I just don't see... It's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to cut your... When you cut your cable bill, you're like, look at all the money I'm saving. But you're going to start rolling back in of $7 there.
You bet.
$7 for Hulu.
And then you don't keep up with it. You know?
Boom, 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 boom. And pretty
Showtime,
soon we're
going to
be like, geez, I'm paying just as much as I ever paid for cable for less content.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well...
I don't know what effect this will have on the landscape of how... positive or negative it will be. You remember we used to just pay this bulk bill.
Right.
You got all these channels that maybe you didn't necessarily want. But that I feel like it gave a chance to create content that you didn't think you ever wanted, but it was there until you found it.
Uh-huh.
And now if this just goes by a la carte, are those lean products going to have a chance to grow? Will there be any money for them?
I don't know. That's just... I don't
to grow
think
when,
so.
When you were filling it out with your cable, your cable bill, and the money was getting spread around. What really screws cable is the channels that ask for an exorbitant amount of money, like ESPN.
ESPN's
number one.
Really is the bad guy.
Yeah,
they're the ones who's spoiling the party. You're
damn
for
right, because it's sports and it's live and it's.
And you, I mean, how you compete? I mean, you can't argue. They have a lock on it. I mean. The sooner that people can start prying away sports content from ESPN, the sooner that they'll start seeing they're losing their leverage as far as like, well, you got to have it, you know?
That's a bummer too, because like, for example, if I try to stream ESPN football or something like that on my iPad or a computer, and 9 out of 10 times ask me who my cable provider is.
Yeah, you got
to
have
it. I still got to have a provider in order just to watch my football.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of corner.
Well, they're smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean... They're going to figure it out. The cable company will still get the money from you.
Oh, yes. They'll figure it out.
Well, just instead of it coming out of the cable line into your cable box, it'll come out of the internet line.
Yeah, and that's what you need the most.
And it'll feed all your apps.
Yeah.
Well, people are... people are doing, they're finding other ways to watch hours and hours and hours of
television. One thing you have to admit, though, that the other devices are portable.
That's
you
awesome.
Take them wherever you want.
Yeah, wherever you want.
Instead of being slave to the downstairs TV or the main TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go upstairs.
Everybody's got their screens in front of them that are mobile.
Just all you need is a phone. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, hello, who's this? What's up?
Hey, it's Christy. Hi. I just want to say, you know, we wouldn't have a problem with this TV thing if you guys would just be on the air 24/7. Could you do that, please? I really appreciate it.
That's well, a long
you can
day.
Listen to our podcast 24/7.
No. Well, I tried that, but the last time I used the 94.1 app, it just kept repeating itself.
Now, that didn't surprise me. Yeah, no, but...
So, I mean, I don't know if that's fixed, because I tried it several times, and then it just kept doing the same thing, and I couldn't get it to work right.
But you can get us on iTunes also. It's there if you do the iTunes thing. You know, the podcast.
Yeah, click on the little podcast button.
I'll get that worked on, by the way.
All you got to do is you click on the little podcast button. Mm-hmm. You'll find it, the icon on all of your smart devices. You click on that podcast, and now we live where everyone lives.
Put in the right online show. You bet.
And you can listen to us 24 hours a day.
I could handle that. Okay. I could definitely handle that. Awesome. I listen to pretty much comedy, talk, and news radio all day long.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you so much. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. And I'll get on that that app thing for you, okay?
All right. Awesome.
All right. Take care. Streaming now.
I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet. I listen online all the time. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Hi, this is Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for calling the Big Party Show. What's going on?
Hi, so I'm calling about the chocolate cheese.
Yeah, the chocolate cheese that I saw at the store. Yeah. It's the chocolate fudge cheese. I've never seen or heard nothing about this before.
My aunt got it at a Hy-Vee in Omaha and brought it to a barbecue at my parents' house.
Really?
It was not completely unfortunate, but it is not cheese that I would probably purchase for myself.
It's more chocolate than cheese, or more cheese than chocolate?
It's more... chocolate than cheese is about the consistency of Velveeta.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a soft cheese.
What would the French think?
I'm seeing it
they
now.
They would probably be appalled.
They would probably be horrified. They'd be
chocolate
like, this is what
cheese.
They did to the croissant.
Yeah. Wisconsin Cheese Company.
Croissant sandwich.
Did it have nuts in it?
No. Not the one we had. I don't know if they have.
I'm just looking on Amazon, and they have a Wisconsin chocolate cheese fudge.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Serve it with crackers, pretzels, fruit. Can be used for casual dining or in a favorite dish.
See, that the way I looked at it when I saw it, and I picked it up and I showed Wylena it, I was like, all right, so it's chocolate and it's cheese. Now, I put cheese on a sandwich. I don't put chocolate on a sandwich. What the hell? And I put chocolate on ice cream, and I don't put cheese on ice cream, so I don't...
You but I understand I mean? It with now with if you did fun crackers, like let's say you were kind of doing a fun dessert plate, like this is like my Holly Homemaker segment. Like if you were doing like a really cool like dessert spread for a party, wouldn't it be kind of fun if you had a chunk of that out there with like slices of apple and like fun?
Yeah, a charcuterie tray.
Yeah, like but for dessert. Yeah. Like imagine a dessert charcuterie tray. So like instead of bringing out a cake or cookies at the end of a meal, you bring out this big tray and it's got all this stuff kind of stuff on it.
I mean, charcuterie is just supposed to be a variance of a bunch of different flavors. I mean, you're just mixing sugar, salt, sweet. Is it the Kelly's Kitchen chocolate cheese fudge?
I'm thinking that's probably what it was.
I'm seeing Hy-Vee's got a Kelly's Kitchen chocolate cheese fudge, and it's a creamy Havarti mixed with cream, cocoa, and sugar. And they're saying throw it on your charcuterie tray.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what we did. We had it with a whole selection of other cheeses, and there was some fruit, and I didn't know what to do with it. I was like, do I eat it on a cracker? Do I just eat it plain? Do I eat it with this fruit? I didn't know what to do, and so I just tried a bite of it plain. It was okay. It was maybe not my... top pick, but my kids thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Because I was just curious about it. I don't know.
Understandably so. I mean, that is definitely stop and whoa, you have my attention. What are you talking about? Chocolate fudge cheese, chocolate cheese fudge. I mean, that is for sure. Somebody shows up at a party and is like, I was crazy. I bought this. I thought we could all try
it. Yeah, that's kind of how it was. Yeah.
Absolutely. So. That's not something you take home to yourself. That's something you bring to a party and you inflict on others.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Hey, well, thanks for calling. We appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Have a great day, guys.
Right, you too. All right, take care. I had a lot of cheese and meats when I was in the Bahamas.
Really?
They have the spreads out there. I couldn't help it. And now every meal I would have, that's probably why I gained so much weight. Oh, yeah. I would have cheese and meat. Every meal I'd have to have that as an appetizer.
It's so heavy, though. Oh, it's like God, so yes. hot there. Aren't you just like, oh, I'd like
wasn't,
a...
wasn't like
yummy,
that
man.
Hot.
Yeah. I had a mode where I was eating charcuterie plates.
Daily?
Homemade charcuterie for like lunch and dinner for like a good month there. I'm like, this has got to be unsustainable. You know, the only reason why I stopped, it wasn't just the probably that it was a weight gain.
Yeah.
I just got lazy the prep time. I mean,
oh,
I would
really?
Put like 30, it was like 20 minutes of prep time of getting the cheeses out, slicing them.
So you were shaking a tail. Like,
I mean,
it
I would
like
have the mustard
stuff.
Drizzled with the apricot jams, the varied jams. And then you've got to have the little Gerber pickles and the little, all your salty sweets.
You got to.
And then, man, you sit down in front of the TV and watch sports. Oh, my, it is amazing. The different breads you could dip in, crackers.
Wow, you are
You
got to really...
have different kinds of fruits. I mean, you can really get nuts with it because it tastes so good. It's just an explosion of flavor.
I like how you're sort of romancing yourself.
It really is.
Like, I like
sad.
The fact that like you're not cutting any corners, because to me, I would think
you
cut
do a
so
box of crackers in a
right.
Some sauces.
Basically, I looked up charcuterie. I don't even know how to say it online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and there's various versions. Like there might be 25 different combinations.
Of
a small plate, and I basically took all 25 and put them on one plate. So basically, I'm running out of room. And it's not even a plate, it's a tray.
Yeah.
And I would have the entire tray. There's no open spaces.
That's a lot of food.
That's
it's
delicious.
A lot of food. Like, I don't even know what the caloric content of each one of these meals.
Now, those are things you don't even think about at that particular moment.
Yeah, at that
moment,
point,
anyway.
You don't want to.
I could probably eat one of those charcuterie trays, go hiking, get lost in the woods, and not eat for a week and be fine.
And still be all right.
Yeah.
Oh, so, like, he was still gaining weight when we helicoptered him.
His body was still digesting.
He was still just peeking.
Yeah, when you go hiking, you got to think about bringing your like a mini little charcuterie.
Oh,
tray.
That's so glamping.
Oh, that's total glamping.
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
For your primitive backpack.
Oh my God! And then I totally ran out of the stout brown mustard, whole grain brown mustard that I love.
God, you got to so get good, my, you got to get the right collection of peanuts.
Yes,
and then you get the different kind of glazed walnuts.
Yeah, I was going to say the glazed walnuts
nuts.
And then the almonds. Yeah. Oh,
the different.
Yeah.
You got to get all your different cheeses, your soft, your hards.
Yeah, I usually
cheese.
Go out
I
for
that.
That
now. Yeah, Molly goes to a restaurant.
I'm like,
that,
I go and pick somebody else to take the tail for me.
At a restaurant,
that's
they're going to hammer you. Like a charcuterie tray at any restaurant is going to cost you, what, 20 bucks?
Probably.
How much is that costing you each plate you make?
Well, when you're buying in bulk,
you got several plates.
In the long run,
there was a pause there, though.
In
you
the long run, you
it.
Could probably knock out.
You can probably get four out of one.
Oh, probably about 50 to 100.
I guess you're right.
It's just those cheeses and stuff are expensive
and delicious.
They're so funny. Love you guys. Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You bet. All right, Celebrity News, Molly, what's up?
Yeah, it's sponsored by Pinot's Palette. See the calendar at pinotspalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have fun. Chris Pratt, if you see him on the street, he will be more than happy to shake your hand, but probably not too psyched to take a picture with you. That is the latest. He's got the new Guardians of the Galaxy 2 movie coming out this year. And he did an interview recently where he said that he's not a big fan about, taking photos with fans, and that it's not about enjoying the moment. It's about stealing the moment and bragging about it later. He's like, if you'd settle for a handshake, he's like, they usually take the picture anyway. But he goes on to reflect what he misses most about life before becoming, you know, the superstar that's in Guardians of the Galaxy and Jurassic World or all of that. And Chris Pratt says it's about it's tough, like just being spontaneous. A lot of stuff that I used to just be like, oh, I'm going to go out and do this. He's like, it takes a little bit more management now to kind of go out and do the things that you need to do. Caitlyn Jenner has a new memoir out this week, The Secrets of My Life. And in it, she retells the journey that she went on from going to life as Bruce Jenner to transitioning to new life as Caitlyn Jenner. And somebody who maybe feels a little hurt by the exchange is ex-wife Kris Jenner. She was going off about the book on Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kris Jenner said that she felt like the book, I feel like the book is extraordinarily honest. That's what Caitlyn said. But on the flip side, Kris Jenner said that she felt like she wasn't, that none of it makes sense.
How do you write a genuine book that gets people interested in reading it without hurting some feelings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, you probably exaggerate some facts or an editor goes, ooh, let's punch up that story.
Right.
Yeah, you got to have some
meat. So you know you're going to... You know, you're going to upset some people. Even if you didn't exaggerate and you got real, doesn't somebody get stepped on?
Yes.
You think so. I mean, and I guess I feel sort of bad and I can't, but I mean, watching this episode of Keeping Up the Kardashians, I watched the segment with, you know, Kris Jenner sort of explaining her side of things. She's like, why do I always have to be the bad guy? You know, I was there. I was so supportive when everything was going on. And now I think she feels like that Caitlyn sort of took that for granted and now is sort of talking smack about their relationship, that she's like, that's not true. The things that she's saying aren't true.
Price of fame. Yep. It's been pretty nice. It's still a pretty good life you get, Kris Jenner. Yeah. She's still super hot.
Yeah,
I thought what's interesting in the book is Caitlyn says that she might be done with sex. She's certainly never been with a man. She's only ever been with women. And now she's saying she thinks she might only be with them platonically. No more romance. Remember, Caitlyn has always been with women.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
as Bruce. Bruce was into ladies.
He liked the ladies.
Caitlyn's into the ladies.
But
and so she says one of the most important things. This is from the book.
Yeah.
This is Caitlyn Jenner, age 67. One of the most important things in my life, sex is beyond the bottom. It has been that way for a long time. A future female companion? Yes, I do think about that. A future female sex companion? Not happening. At least not for now and perhaps not ever.
Also,
she says that she's never had the inclination to have loving with a man. How weird is this?
Loving with a
man. She revealed that she's open to it in the future once her transition is complete. Maybe that attitude might possibly change if I have the final surgery. Maybe removing the last physical appendage of my maleness will make me feel differently.
Woo.
Oh. So she had the first reassignment surgery April 11th. Maybe you have to go back and get, you know, it's like getting crowns on your teeth.
So she wants the passion and the romance, just not the pow. Right? That worded that weird.
The pow.
The pow.
Can't the passion and the romance isn't, when you, I hear passion and romance, isn't that pow?
That's what I thought.
What would be the pow of the passion and the romance?
That
would
be like the
hand-holding.
Hand-holding, cuddling.
Heavy petting. Madonna is going to be getting a biopic. There's word that Universal is got something in the works. A movie about Madonna. The studio picked up on the script, and it's a script for Blonde Ambition. It follows Madonna's early days in New York, working on her debut record, struggling in the business and all that.
Now, I guess, could be a badly done Lifetime movie, I think.
It could be.
Or it could be great with a good script, and then it's casting. You got to get the right.
Who gets to play young Madonna? I mean, who gets to do it? Now, Fifty Shades of Grey producer is on board. And so you wonder, like, do they get, like, Dakota Fanning to play Madonna? Does she have the stuff to play Madonna? Oh, I'm just curious. I'm just saying they found her compelling enough to play in the 50 Shades of Grey franchise. You just wonder.
I don't know if she's a Madonna feel like. I'm trying to think who could... You remember Madonna?
Madonna kind of looked different when she first got started.
Yeah, totally different.
She was fuller, figured.
She had those Dave Letterman teeth.
Yeah.
This is Party's favorite song, La Isla Bonita.
Oh, yeah.
got to admit, got to give her credit, man. She was like, took risks. Remember?
She
could throw stuff out there. Do you think it was the confidence of just being like, I'm Madonna and they're going to play it anyway? Or do you think she was like, geez, I could totally do another Madonna song or I'll do something different?
She can do whatever she wants at that point. Kind of like Lady Gaga, you know, just do whatever you
want.
Gaga,
but
she took it from her.
She kind of
apes playbook.
Madonna. No, yeah. But I'm saying she's actually ripping off the song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it works.
We'll see what ends up happening. I guess Madonna moved to New York from Michigan in 1978.
Why does she have an accent as if she came from a different country?
But she started
she's
doing
living
that
in London
when
now.
She was living in London. But I guess I never hear it. People always say that
she's very affected.
I can hear it.
She started
doing it when she, yeah. Remember she played Evita? Don't cry for me, Argentina. And she like went through voice training to do Evita's voice. And it just like...
And that's what it was.
Never stopped. Everyone's like, you're not playing Evita anymore.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.